Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Who doesn't love to laugh? Laughing records are among my favorite anomalies of the acoustic era and beyond. Their history goes deep to the very beginning of recorded sound itself. I have about 25 laughing records. Some are parts of songs, some parts of skits, and some are just laughing. Whenever I play these for folks, they often ask, why did they make these? To us today, laughing is ubiquitous through machines that added laugh tracks to sitcoms and TV shows, to laughing toys, and beyond. But imagine a time when laughter was not so easily heard, when to laugh out loud might seem inappropriate or even obscene. Part of the appeal of the phonograph was a release from everyday toil, to sit and enjoy leisure time, which itself was a new concept 100 years ago. To listen to a new song or instrument was stimulating. To listen to laughing was funny, infectious, and had the potential to set a room ablaze with chuckles. The first person to become known for laughing records was also the first African American to enjoy widespread success as a recording artist. It was early in 1890s that George W. Johnson first started recording cylinders, and his boisterous laugh was soon recognized as an infectious agent. The simply titled The Laughing Song became a trademark number for Johnson, and sales of this cylinder enabled him to have a pretty good vaudeville career for a while. Well, the laughing cat was out of the bag, and this song was pretty much copied not only here in the U.S., but around the world. There was something about hearing another person laugh that just resonated. Laughing records became a big novelty of the industry. Cal Stewart, a.k.a. Uncle Josh, had long-running hits with Ticklish Rubin and Then I Laughed. Billy Golden was another big laugher. Harry Lauder had an infectious hit with Stop Your Ticklin' Jock. The greatest laughing record was made in a devastated post-World War I Germany, which became known as the OK Laughing Record. It remains one of my favorite records of all time. Not only did we have laughing people, but instruments were imitating laughing, with titles like The Laughing Trombone, The Laughing Rag, and I'm Laughing All the Time. This laughing phenomenon spurred other oddity records, such as the OK Crying Record, something called Contagious Coughs, and I even have a sneezing record. Last year, at a gathering of phonograph enthusiasts, we played 13 laughing records simultaneously on 13 wind-up machines. This year, my goal is to get it over 20. So to answer the question, why did they make these? I usually answer by playing another laughing record until they stop asking. So here from 1918 is Miss Sally Stembler, who made quite a few laughing appearances. On an Edison cylinder entitled Everything's Funny to Me, this week's Centennial Song.
The sense of the ridiculous is very strong in me. I burst in fits of laughter at everything I see. So when in fall my mother-in-law had fallen on her head, I didn't shed a tear, but I began to laugh instead. I really can't help laughing. I really can't. Oh. But oh, it tickled me so when mother-in-law fell on her head, to drew to shout with glee. If she fell on her ear, I'd laugh for a year. For everything's funny to me. Deb Rawlings' wife said she was true, but she was false, alas. She wore a wig and dentist teeth and one eye made of glass. She broke her crystal eye one day and Deb put in a cap. And now her good eye goes to sleep while her cat's eye looks for rats. Husbands are scarcer than old maid twins.